Welcome back to the Food Nation Radio Network. Do you know where your food comes from? Over the next few minutes, you're going to learn some things about the food you take home to your family. We call this segment, Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Hey, everybody, we're back. You're listening to Food Nation Radio Network. Let me tell you about something else I read about this week.
Okay, go ahead.
There's some studies being done on how to get consumers to accept GMOs.
Okay, this is fascinating to me because this crosses over medical and into marketing and into the ploy of selling a product.
Well, that's exactly how they marketed the pineapple to the USDA. They basically said, oh, it's going to do these enhanced things, and we're really excited about this. And
so the phrase GMO may even be on the way out.
Yeah, it's going to be replaced by NEO.
N-E-O.
Nutritionally enhanced organism. For instance, in China, a company got in trouble because they were testing beta carotene in the rice. It was making like this orange yellow rice, which was also very pretty. And they were feeding it to school kids without it being adequately tested. Well, they were using them as test subjects.
They were using them as live human test subjects in China.
That would be an example of something you would call a nutritionally enhanced organism. They're going to try to do two things with these now, just like they did with this pineapple. They're going to try to nutritionally enhance it in some way so it makes it sound really good. But what they're actually doing is they're trying to enhance the crops and grow things faster and grow more of them and harvest them sooner. You know, that's what they're really trying to do. So that's what's going to be coming next.
Think about it this way. It is an acknowledgement on their part that they have a real public relations problem on their hands here in this country.
You
and
think?
The fact that it's been banned in other countries around the world, they get it.
Well,
but in this country, because of marketing money and because of the revolving door of industry, and right here in Washington, D.C., where we are today, it still happens in this country.
Yes, it does. You are correct.
Nutritionally and enhanced organisms.
Next week, we're going to play that unplayed interview that we had just sort of archived away until the appropriate moment.
Here's why. We talked to this gentleman, and we've had him on the show a couple of times, and he mentioned this. Both of our heads turned, and we looked at each other, and it was like, this is just too far out there.
It's too mind-blowing for people. This guy is a respected scientist who does studies for the USDA and FDA. He was talking about field trials of this vaccinated product for people to eat.
That it already contains vaccinations. And if you're one of those parents who has, for whatever reason, either religious or just moral reasons or whatever ground, you don't have to have an explanation. If you don't want to have your child vaccinated, the government has come up with a way through the food supply of making sure that these chemicals wind up in your children, the same way that they handle the fluoride in the water.
Well, he's going to tell us why this is not the best method. I mean, there are a lot of people who support vaccination, and there are lots of ways to vaccinate.
Right.
But he's going to tell us why this is a very dangerous method of doing that. We'll hold that till next week.
You'll be shocked.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're using the food supply in this country to vaccinate children is just appalling to me. And it strikes, just as we talked about a couple of seconds ago, about what was done in China with the field trials there on the rice and the children and using children as guinea pigs and as human test subjects.
The reason why it's a concern is because there are unintended effects of combining genes together. And that's what needs to be tested, because a lot of things can happen, a lot of unintended proteins, a lot of other things that you would not expect to happen. For instance, you know, livestock that can't reproduce anymore, things like that. So that's why you need to be concerned, because these same effects can be happening to people.
Can be? Just look. Just walk around and look at.
Well, we've had the interviews on the show.
And they're available on the website for people to listen to.
Dr. Huber on my website at elizabethdougherty.com talks about the human health effects that are very, very scary in consuming these GMOs. You can go to my website and listen to that interview.
And again, go to Elizabeth Dougherty on Facebook, and they're all there as well. And do me a favor, share them with your family members. If you have a family member who has a problem with acid reflux or problems with Crohn's disease or any other kind of the stomach ailments that we're seeing, and you want more answers, it could be related to the food that you're eating.
Absolutely. So next week, you definitely want to hear that. We are going to have more information on the National GMO Labeling Bill from some folks in Washington.
Right.
Keep listening to the show every week to keep up on these things. And go to Elizabeth Doherty on Facebook and like the page.
Miss any part of the show? Download the podcast and listen anytime at ElizabethDoherty.com. And be sure to follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Food Nation Radio. And be here next week for the Food Nation Radio Network.